More than 300 firefighters from across Alaska are in California battling wildfires for at least the next 2 weeks. Most of them traveled from interior Alaska villages, and as KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, for some, it was the first time they've left the state.
For the last week, huge jets have taken off from a runway at Fort Wainwright, carrying loads of Type 1 and Type 2 firefighting crews south. Adolf McGinty is the crew representative for 19 other firefighters that are currently fighting a blaze in California's Klamath National Forest.
Holy cow, that's a big responsibility, but it's really good. You know, it's really good to watch over, watch these guys work along with them.
McGinty was born and raised in Caltag, a small village that lies along the bank of the Yukon River.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 28 years, fighting fire, yeah.
He knows his crew extremely well. As he talks about the various fires he's fought, he shoots a glance and a smile at Albert Nikolai.
Well, we're classmates.
All these firefighters come through Fairbanks from interior villages like Nalato, Galena, Vinatai, and Koyukuk for a briefing at the Alaska Fire Service headquarters. But no one here is in a particularly serious mood. They're all laughing, smiling, and joking. Adolf McGinty says that's because they all know each other.
When I do sign a crew up in Caltech, gee, I got a sign just about my brothers, my uncles, all my relatives, you know. Everybody's my family, and you know, there's just no way around it.
In fact, says Albert Nikolai, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's easier when you know other people, even on the other crews, because you know you can trust them.
Nikolai's 18-year-old son, Kyle, stands nearby. This is his rookie year fighting fires.
Sort of nervous, like I don't even know what I'm going to be doing out there, but I don't know, I'm ready to go.
Have you ever left Alaska before?
Nope, it's been my first time.
So what are you looking forward to?
I don't know, just seeing what it's like out there, see how big it is compared to here.
For many of the interior's Alaska Native crews, it's one of the few opportunities they have to travel outside the state. 55-year-old Dennis Eric is from Vinatai. He first traveled to Idaho to fight fire in the mid-1990s.
It was pretty amazing. We went down in June, and it was pretty light up here, you know. The sky was light up, but when we went down there, we didn't know it. You know, it just got dark at 9 o'clock. It seemed like fall time for me.
Summertime darkness is only one of the things Cato Howard touches on during a safety briefing with crews. Howard's the operations section chief for the Alaska Fire Service. He also warns everyone about poison oak. It's a plant that doesn't grow in Alaska, and it can cause a nasty, itchy rash.
Then sometimes the whole crew gets into it, and that it depends. These guys have never run into it. They're going to find out if they're allergic to it or not. And unfortunately, it's uncomfortable in that temperature.
Crews face average daytime temperatures in the 90s, well above what anyone normally sees in Alaska this time of year. That's why Howard emphasizes hydration during his briefing.
Yeah, well, they drink a lot of coffee, and they drink a lot of pop, and they drink a lot of Gatorade, and that's a natural habit for them. But that habit, you can't do that habit out there. It'll tear you up. And what, you know, most of these will run into is either dehydration or heat illnesses.
So that won't surprise you if you get, you know, one guy that might get
it. It doesn't surprise me when we send anybody from Alaska down there, even our own agency crews, and somebody gets heat illness.
The heat, allergic reactions, and dangerous, steep, and rocky terrain doesn't seem to be a problem for Dennis Eric. Instead, he says it's kind of like a paid vacation.
What do you do at home?
Fishing, hunting, you know, duck hunting. Oh, you know, it's not sport fishing, you know, it's for food.
Eric expects to bring home anywhere between $3,000 and $5,000 for 2 weeks of firefighting in California. That's well beyond what he can make in the same amount of time in Vinatai. He jokes about how happy his family is to see him leave.
They're probably making a wish, making a list, checking it twice probably. I hope it's good. I hope it's a little cheaper.
Eric plans to be in California for at least 2 weeks, but he and the rest of his crew could be sent to other fires burning in Oregon and other western states. But once the fire season dies down, they'll all return to Alaska with stories to share amongst each other. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.